Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Gibbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Horace Clark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Mel Stottlemyre. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Hinton reaches second base with a double. Wagner moves to third. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wagner tags and scores. Hinton tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pepitone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is called out on strikes. One out. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre strikes out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Pepitone reaches second base with a double. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Yankees. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibbs takes first base on ball 4. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boyer for the out. Gibbs moves to second. Two outs. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark is walked intentionally. Mel Stottlemyre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stottlemyre is 0 for 1 in the game. Stottlemyre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hinton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gibbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibbs. The throw from Askew and he is out, Gonzalez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tresh, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hinton scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy White pinch hits for Mel Stottlemyre. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Indians. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Tresh scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Allen now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Renef now pitching. Bob Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Chuck Hinton now playing left field. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jake Gibbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gibbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibbs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elston Howard pinch hits for Hal Renef. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.